Everyone, and welcome back to OHM Podcast. Today, we're going to dive into a topic that's becoming increasingly relevant to our connected world. You know, blurring the lines between work and life. Because let's face it, hands up if you've ever had, you know, checked work emails while on vacation or snuck in, you know, just one more thing before text, you know, before bed.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. So we've all been there, right? But what happens when that occasional check just turns into a quick state of on, you know, and that's what we're going to unpack today, the mental health toll of work-life imbalance and how to reclaim your sanity and your free time. You know, so feeling constantly tethered to work can be incredibly draining, and it can be hard to start the process of what I call digital detachment. Now, I would like to add a little story about my struggle with digital attachment. As a game developer, you know, virtual assistant, content creator, and designer, I ended up spending about 50% of my life in the digital universe, and I kind of still do. I would find myself more and more detached from reality and those that were around me. So eventually it took a toll on my health with things like anxiety and stress, which directly affected my physical health, leading to carpal tunnel and diabetes from spending a lot of time sitting. Now, I may not have diabetes yet, but if I didn't change my lifestyle choices, my point is that that's what it would have led to. So during my time on my PC, I would get up and stretch, you know, do any kind of movement for 5 minutes, doing exercises for carpal tunnel for 3, drinking some water and getting back to work. I would repeat this every 30 to 40 minutes until it became a habit. Now, the best way to end a habit, a bad habit, is to replace it with a better one. Just like, you know, drug addicts, they replace one addiction with another, or even any kind of addiction. You want to replace it with another one that's better. Realistically, not any kind of addiction is not good. But anyways, back to the topic. I'm still dealing with the effect of spending so much time on my PC. You know, however, I can tell my health is slightly improving, and I spend a little bit less time working. And hopefully this can help inspire others to make a similar story to take action. Now, obviously you could tell I took a break, mainly because I was focusing on my book, Mind Matters. I mean, it's already published. So if you want to go check it out, it's on my website, MarquiseTheCoach.com. I'm also working on another one. It's a herbology one. I'm also working on a fictional story series. Just published one of those too as well. Shameful promotion. I just had to do it. Let's get back to it. So this is what I call the cost of constant connectivity. So picture this. You finally drag yourself out of bed after a long day, ready to unwind with a good book, right? But then, ping, a new email pops up. And suddenly you're sucked back into the work mode. Sound familiar? This constant connectivity takes a toll. So think about it. Every notification, every email check is like a tiny mental interruption, and it interrupts your relaxation time and makes it harder to truly switch off. Did you know studies show that even checking work emails during leisure time can increase your stress hormone cortisol by up to 1/3? That's a significant impact in your ability to de-stress and recharge. But don't fret. You know, there's strategies for setting boundaries. Because boundaries are important for mental health. Very important. Now, the good news is you have the power to set boundaries. And the key to that is creating a clear distinction between work time and personal time. Just like, for example, if you're sleeping in a bed, right? Are you going to study in that bed? Or are you going to just sleep in that bed? Because if you try to study in that bed, you're going to feel a little bit lazy. Like, hey, I don't feel like doing this work right now. So I'm just going to take a nap. You know what I mean? That's why it's kind of hard for people to work out in their home, in places where they eat, places where they sleep, because they're going to feel more distracted to do those things in that area that they chose to do, or they normally habitually do, right? And just an example. Now, first things first, designate a specific workspace, ideally somewhere where you can close the door and pack it all away at the end of the day. This creates a physical separation between work and relaxation. Now, let's also establish an off-work hours. Communicate these boundaries to your colleagues and stick to them. turn off notifications, resist the urge to check emails after hours, and give yourself permission to truly disconnect. And hey, you know, don't underestimate the power of a digital detox. This, I'll give you a little known fact. A recent study found that taking a week-long break from technology can actually improve your cognitive function and creativity. So put down the phone, step away from the computer, and rediscover the simple joys of being offline. Now, I want to give you a little challenge, all right? Take a week. Just take a week. Stay off of Instagram, stay off of Twitter, whatever, social media. Just take a break. I mean, you'll survive for a week. Just detox yourself for a bit. Use a computer screen or phone screen for like 5 minutes max at in the day. And then after that week, see how you feel. I mean, this is only something that you can experience yourself. So truly try it and see how you feel. Because if you don't understand it from my other podcast episode, EMF, electrical magnetic frequencies, EMF, every device emits them, and they affect you so much. They affect your energy, they affect your mental state, your mind, which is tied to your energy, and how you process things, how you relax, how you react to things, all that, right? Even your health. So, now, that's not that bad. So, by becoming more efficient during work hours, you can free up that, you know, precious personal time. Now, here's something else, okay? The power of saying no and prioritizing self-care. So, let's talk about another crucial element, which is learning to say no. It's okay to decline additional work or requests that fall outside your designated hours. Because, again, that's boundaries. That's what you need. It's really good. Your mental health matters, okay? And being assertive and setting boundaries with your colleagues and employers shows the value that you value your own time. And guess what? Prioritizing self-care actually benefits your work performance. A well-rested, relaxed mind is a productive mind, okay? So you're going to become a better asset. So did you know that employees who take regular breaks and prioritize sleep are demonstrably more creative and efficient? So, you know, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential. Now, we cannot forget the role employers play in work-life balance. The good news is there's a growing awareness of this issue in companies. More and more companies are offering flexible work arrangements, encouraging breaks, and promoting a culture of disconnection after work hours. You know, and these are all positive steps. So, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening so much. For anybody who really supports me, who listens to my podcast, every single one, I appreciate you. I'm going to do my best to keep bringing value, and I'll see you on the next one. Deuces.